A 10 million Ghana Cedi Incubator Fund to cushion young entrepreneurs will be launched before the end of the year. Allocation of the money is one of the major promises of President John Mahama to assist young people to set up small and medium-scale enterprises to mitigate the youth unemployment challenge. President John Mahama, who said this during an interaction with youth groups at Flagstaff House, also advised young people to study courses that are relevant to the job market. Pascalina Dadivo reports.
Usually, the youth are described as future leaders, but to President Mahama, they are the present leaders. Meeting with the cross-section of the Ghanaian youth is the first in a series of a presidential dialogue. Youth unemployment has been one of the major challenges of the country. Those who dare into entrepreneurship face the challenge of startup capital, among other things. Having to meet the president, the young people had a number of concerns to raise. One of them was a proposal to government to establish a Ghana Youth Enterprise Fund. There is evidence that a similar fund has worked in countries like Kenya, Sudan, Namibia, Uganda, and South Africa. This is the concern of one of the youth leaders.
It is very important that as a nation we reach that level to have a detailed data bank on how many youth in Ghana are truly employed, are underemployed, are unemployed, so that that will inform our policy decisions, because we cannot continue to act or operate out of vacuum. It is very essential.
Elaborating on youth employment, President Mahama said government is taking significant steps towards tackling unemployment issues. He mentioned the 10 million Ghana Cedis Fund, which aims at supporting young people grow their ideas and transform them into jobs. He said job and enterprise centers will be created across the country to register young people who have an entrepreneurial vision.
The intention of this fund is to take young entrepreneurs like yourself, help you to develop a feasibility study in a small and medium enterprise that you want to establish, provide you the credit, the training, the skill to be able to set up that industry and manage it, mentor that business until it's able to stand on its feet. And so that's the thinking behind the Youth Jobs and Enterprise Development Fund. And that is going to be activated this year. Often when you speak to youth entrepreneurs or you speak to entrepreneurs generally in Ghana, you are one of the most challenging issues that confronts you. They seek access to credit. Access to credit is important, but there are other factors that make for a successful entrepreneurial project. And one is entrepreneurial skill and knowledge to run an enterprise. Give a business as much credit as is available. If the management of the business does not have the skills to manage the business successfully, that business will collapse. And so more than credit is the ability to manage resources and manage a business to be able to make it grow.
Currently, the Ghana Statistical Service and the Ministry of Youth and Sports have been directed to begin collating the database of unemployed youth in the country. Government is also engaging with the Association of Ghana Industries, AGI, on how to roll out jobs for the teeming youth. President Mahama advised them to consider courses in oil and gas, as the sector has huge prospects. Other areas worth considering is technical and vocational training.
Pascalina Dadivo filed that report.